Order, order.
New Zealand fans pulled the plug. They pulled the plug on Māoridom.
Māori Party co-leader Te Uru Flavel rising in the Wednesday general debate to express his anger at the New Zealand First Party's withdrawal from a cross-chamber agreement to meet an extended time this Friday to pass treaty settlement bills.
2 weeks ago, Mr. Speaker, all parties in this House agreed at the business committee that five settlement bills will be brought to this House this Friday. Hold on, yeah. So what? They pulled the plug on it.
Mr. Flavel said New Zealand First actions had caused huge disappointment.
Over 400 people were coming to Wellington from the far north, coming from Taranaki, coming from Manawatu. Why? Because they wanted their day in the sun, Mr. Speaker. They've been waiting for Te Atiawa 30 years to come to this parliament. I was there. I met the people. I know their pain.
Te Uru Flavel's attack on New Zealand First was joined by National Cabinet Minister Stephen Joyce.
This week we have seen New Zealand First show the most contempt for the people of regional New Zealand by getting them to book tickets to come to the city to celebrate their treaty settlements. And Winston Peters has given them, Mr. Speaker, what is known up my way as a two-fingered salute.
And Stephen Joyce was followed by one of his national backbenchers, David Bennett.
The people that would have come here on Friday that have given years of their lives to see this, and that didn't actually happen because the New Zealand First Party deliberately destroyed that process. They deliberately destroyed it for their own gain.
But the New Zealand First Party's deputy leader, Ron Mark, said the government had the numbers to take urgency and pass the bill.
If these bills were so important to the National Party, they would have had their full muster of MPs and ministers in the House for Thursday and Friday. They would have moved extended hours as they had planned. They would have had the debate, had the vote, passed the bills. And here's the fourth point. If they knew so many iwi were coming to attend those hearings, to attend the House, why did they not stick to their game plan and carry on? Well, we know why, because the email trail proves it. They had all these leave applications and they wanted people to go off on leave. Well, that's not our issue. If the government finds the treaty settlement bill so important, then why isn't the entire government here to see them through and to join in the celebrations with iwi?
Mr. Mark then read the transcript of a phone conversation he had had with the government's leader of the House, Jerry Brownlee.
Jerry Brownlee, that is. Hello, Ron. Ron Mark, that is. Jerry, how are you, man? Jerry Brownlee, good. Ron, I needed to call you immediately. We've just adjourned briefly from caucus. We've had a long discussion on two of those iwi bills, Taranaki iwi claim settlement and Ngāti Kahu ki Whangaroa. We are going to oppose both of those, Jerry. Jerry, thanks, Ron. And he hung up. No mention in my telephone at all of that statement that we withdrew our voice vote only proposal. Nothing, nick, nick, zipper, nada. That is a total untruth.
Ron Mark then issued the government with a challenge.
Declare urgency now. Declare extended hours now. Put those bills on the table Friday. We, New Zealand First, will be here in full muster. We don't care if all you guys are taking an early break and you've got your kids pulled out of school so you can start your holiday early. We don't care. We'll be here. We will cast our votes against the two bills we said we would, and we will give you a voice vote, the government, a voice vote on the other three, as I said we would in that telephone conversation. This is a disaster and a debacle of Jerry Brownlee's making. This is not our making. This is a debacle of the government's own making. This is an indication of their incompetence, their stupidity, and actually their disrespect to Māori, because they never had any intention of sitting here on Friday and seeing those bills through as a government in support of those iwi who they now claim they mourn for. Right. Give me a break, you most sincere, pathetic government. I just have no time for you, and nor does New Zealand First.
the New Zealand First Party's Deputy Leader, Ron Mark. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is made with funding from Parliament.